Yes. Yep. Gino will start. Been happy with the way he's looked, his command and things. So he'll start the game on Thursday. Really haven't. I'll get with Marty and we'll discuss exactly, you know, what the play time will be and things like that. But as we know, those can adjust. But he'll definitely he'll start the preseason game.
Rex, do you think that Gino has reached a level now that he can keep you competitive against some of these quarterbacks? You know, for example, like Brady, I think you have to face this year. You know, over a 16-game season, can he be an advantage for you rather than you go into a game thinking that the other quarterback, you know, can accomplish more? You know what I mean?
I never think about that. I mean, we have one of our things is that, you know, quarterback rating seemed to be a big win-loss, you know, thing. If your quarterback can have a higher rating than that, but that's a team thing. That's not, you know, just a straight individual. Even though it is the individual's quarterback rating, I think he proved the last month of the season that he can be more than competitive with guys. He had the second highest quarterback rating the last month of the season, so you know, all that's a real positive thing. But again, anytime you go against somebody, it's you know, it's never just playing the quarterback. You know, we play them as a team, and we'll always continue to do that.
Rex, last preseason, Mark obviously got hurt behind a backup offensive line.
Mm-hmm.
I know you said Gino will start, but over the course of this preseason, would you be willing to play Gino behind a backup offensive line this year after what happened a year ago?
Well, again, you know, we'll see. You know, that situation was that was a tough situation, obviously. You know, if I can go back and change things, of course you would. You don't want anybody to ever get hurt. But again, you got to decide, you know, guys, somebody has to play. Is it fair that somebody else is in there or whatever? But, you know, that thing was, you know, I'm going way back and addressing an issue a long time ago. You guys had your own opinion about it. My opinion was that nobody had done enough to win the job at that time. That's why Mark was in there. So that was my opinion.
With the obvious dimension that Vic brings as a runner, have you given any thought to maybe using him in games as a change of pace quarterback for a few plays?
Really haven't thought about that. You know, I think we're just trying now to get through that first, you know, our first preseason game and things. But clearly he's, you know, he has that element about him. There's no doubt. It was on display in that green-white game for sure.
Does that get complicated if you start doing that?
It never worked out great the last time, did it? But we'll see. You know, you never say never to things.